Nevada real estate headlines. Nevada County public records now searchable via NIDR online portal. NIDR online provides access to Nevada County public records, property tax information, and assessor data for real estate research. Nevada real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and property valuation research with centralized access to official county records. Search Nevada County public records and property data at the source URL below. Nevada real estate headlines. Nevada commission rate data, what pros should know about average realtor fees. HomeLight published an overview of average real estate commission rates in Nevada and what sellers typically pay realtors to close a deal. Nevada agents need current local commission benchmarks to set competitive rates and clearly communicate value to seller clients. Review the full breakdown and seller focus tips at homelight.com/blog/average-realestate-commission-rate-nevada/Nevada real estate headlines. Douglas County Assessor online services now available for NV real estate pros. Douglas County offers digital access to Proxess to property and tax services, including parcel maps, assessments, business declarations, exemptions, and address changes. NV real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client transactions by accessing Douglas County property records and assessment data online rather than in person. Bookmark the Douglas County Assessor's portal for quick access to parcel maps and assessment tools during your next transaction. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of NV cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks.